Unsolved Australia, written by Justine Ford and read by Casey Withers. Drug dealers, underworld identities, and thugs for hire work in high-risk businesses, so it comes as little surprise when they're gunned down before retirement age. Shane Bones Barker was none of those things. He was squeaky clean, and no one in his hometown had a bad word to say about him. If anything, Shane was known as one of life's good guys, an honest worker, a skilled outdoorsman, and, above all, a loving father, brother, son, and mate. But on a rainy winter's night in 2009, a killer lay in wait outside Shane's house before ambushing him and peppering him with bullets. Even police were surprised by the calculated murder of this unlikely victim, but suspect that whoever pulled the trigger is someone they've already spoken to during the course of their investigation. As police continue to delve into Shane's associations, the stealthy gunman would do well to know that over five consecutive years, detectives from Launceston's Criminal Investigation Branch have solved every other murder they've investigated, even the hard ones. There's no reason to think the Shane Barker case will be any different. For most of his life, Shane Barker lived in Campbelltown, in Tasmania's northern Midlands, a village of about 800 people, where many of the locals are senior citizens. Hardly the kind of place where anyone would expect an execution. Shane was well known around town. He'd worked as the local postie, delivering his warm, trademark smile along with the Daily Mail. He later worked at the abattoir in Longford before pumping petrol at a service station. Eventually, he settled into a career at Roberts Limited Rural Merchandise Store in Campbelltown, where he sold rifles and fishing gear. It was Shane's dream job because he was an experienced hunter himself, hence the nickname Bones. He lived for the weekend to go fishing and shooting, says his brother Paul, who recalls how Shane learned to hunt deer on field trips with their grandfather. Pop had a lot of time for him. In 2003, Shane married Rachel Jordan, who came from the rural township of Cressy, half an hour's drive away. Shane had a home in Campbelltown when he met her, so she moved in with him just before they were married, Paul says. The following year, they welcomed a baby girl, Sophie, into the world. To Shane's sorrow, the marriage didn't last, but he always looked forward to the precious time he spent with his little girl, who was just 5 years old when her daddy was slain. Before Shane was shot dead, there was no indication that anyone had it in for him. He was a quiet, easygoing country lad, says Detective Inspector Scott Flood from Launceston CIB. By all accounts, he had the sort of demeanour that didn't upset anyone and was well-liked and well-respected. On the face of it, he didn't appear to have any enemies at all. But murders without motives are rare, so perhaps readers of Unsolved Australia can tell police why, on the night of Sunday, 2 August 2009, Shane Barker was gunned down in cold blood.